You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation passage for today is Psalm 26, verses 6 to 8. It is probable that David wrote this psalm when he was persecuted by Saul and his men, who, to give some color to their unjust rage, represented him as a very bad man and falsely accused him of many high crimes and misdemeanors. The passage today will focus on verses 6 to 8. Here, we see what David does in this case. Psalm 26 verse 6 says, "I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord." Washing of hands probably is taken from Exodus chapter 30 verses 17 to 21, where Aaron and his sons are commanded to wash their hands and their feet before going into the tabernacle. Here we see David willing to express his coming with a pure heart to pray to God. This is something similar of a priest, and as a priest washes his hands and then offers oblation, so David here constantly joined purity and devotion together. It's quite interesting to note that in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ also instructed his disciples in Matthew 5 verses 23 to 24 about coming before the presence of God. He said, "If you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." St. Paul, in his instruction to Timothy, also follows this. He said, "I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling." Then in Psalm 26 verse 7 reads, "Singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and telling all your wondrous deeds." We can find in many psalms exhorting us to come into His presence, come into the presence of God with thanksgiving, making joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. In Deuteronomy 26, verses 2 to 10, it says, "You shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket. And you shall go to the place which the Lord your God will choose to make His name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in the office at the time and say to him, 'I declare this day to the Lord your God that I have come into the land which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us.' And you shall make response before the Lord your God, stating how the Lord has been faithful to our forefathers and how God has saved us from our persecutors." Then finally, in verse 8 of Psalm 26, it says, "O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." The house of the Lord is a place where God's glory dwelt, where God made Himself known as a just God and a Savior. God's presence is the attraction and life of all true worship. We should attend upon divine ordinances with diligence, preparation, and prayer. We are reminded here to come with humility, come with sincere love of truth, come with hope in the boundless mercy of God and the grace of Christ, and we will not come in vain. instructed and refreshed, your grateful song will be, "This is none other but the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." The Lord gives us life through sharing with us what comes through His death and resurrection, so that we might live the life He has created for us.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.